Good morning, good morning, good morning, and welcome, welcome, welcome. Hi, I'm Tom Davis, and it is another very special edition of our Community Connection today, because on our Community Connection Day, we have our Governor Kevin Stitt in with us. And Governor, you also have a very special guest alongside you today. Who do we have with us?
Yeah, we have Secretary Ryan Walters, Secretary of Education and a public school teacher from McAllister, and just doing a fantastic job at the Capitol. So welcome, Secretary Walters.
Well, we got an education bill that got passed yesterday, right?
Absolutely. Just a huge education reform. It was basically an open transfer. We heard from so many parents across the state of Oklahoma that said, listen, for whatever reason, we want the ability to move our kids to a school for whatever the purpose. Maybe they have a better program or a better ag program or a better course, or maybe their kids are getting bullied and they just need to change a pace. And we didn't want the government to stand in the way of that. And then also we think that dollars should follow the kids more closely instead of kind of the way our funding formula worked before was there's a three-year look back. And we were funding kids that actually didn't exist. So we were funding what we call ghost students in the state of Oklahoma. So we got that across the finish line. And thanks to Secretary Walters there. Would you add anything on that, Secretary?
Sure. Well, I think that, you know, these two bills combined that passed through the House and Senate are going to do a great job of ensuring investments getting to the kids, getting to the classrooms. And so we thought that was very important, and also empowering parents to make sure that they're in the public school that fits their needs. So we think this is great. It's going to get more students in high-quality schools, and it's going to make sure the investment's getting to the students, getting to the classroom. So we were very excited about these two bills.
Well, very good. Very good. Speaking of schools, you're visiting a couple today, right?
Yes, that's exactly right. So I'm going to be speaking to the Bartlesville High School. Go Bruins!
Yeah.
And just excited to be in Northeast Oklahoma. I'm from Tulsa, and it's just great to be back in this part of the state. Love Bartlesville. You've got a great community here.
Yeah, well, indeed we do. We're pretty darn proud of it. How's your arm feeling? I understand you got a shot.
I sure did. You know, it's feeling great. You know, I just now this is really important to know that we have opened up to phase four now. So anybody in the state of Oklahoma, 16 and above, that wants a vaccine is able to get it now. And we are still leading the country in vaccines administered per capita. That's a goal I set out for the state. And just really, really pleased with how we're doing. Hospitalizations are down 92% statewide. The number of cases are down 90%, lowest level since last June. So really pleased with where we're at. And we're going to get our summers back. It's back to normal in Oklahoma. And because we were one of the first states to fully reopen back last June 1st, we now have a budget surplus and some of the lowest unemployment in the country. And we're just so different than some of these other states that are still shutting schools down and closing businesses. It's just crazy what's happening in other states.
Are we going to be taking any of the money from the federal government with this Rescue America plan that the president talks about? Are we in good shape? We don't.
Well, we will get our fair share. Yeah, if they're going to give out money to the different states, then I will take that and get that out in the community, and we'll invest it in education and infrastructure. And we'll follow the guidance of the federal government. But, I've been very clear, and I've told the feds, we don't need it in Oklahoma. We already have a budget surplus. There's no need to put another $2 trillion in debt on our taxpayers. And all of our federal delegation from Oklahoma voted against it. But, of course, it's passed, and we have a Biden administration now that's, bringing back a lot of gimme programs. And so it is what it is.
Yeah. Well, Ryan, the last time the governor was here, he kind of called out a certain school area for not going back to school. We've been blessed here in Bartlesville. We've been going since day one. We only had a hiccup of about a week, and other schools have been following suit pretty much as well. How are we doing statewide overall with this in schools?
Yes, sir. And Bartlesville has done a great job with this, ensuring that students are getting the academic experience that they desire, are able to keep up academically, able to go back to those circumstances with their friends, doing all the activities, being able to continue learning going on. This has been great. But around the state, we have all of our schools open. So again, to what the governor said, we look around the country and we see other states that have large portions of their schools still closed, still doing virtual learning completely without any option for that parent who says, my student learns better in person. So we're very proud of the state. We're very proud of Bartlesville Public Schools. And we're very proud that that was a point of emphasis to get kids back to school in a safe way. And we were able to do that here.
Congratulations. Governor, we are right here in Cherokee Nation. And Cherokee Nation has been in the spotlight for one reason or another for the better part of a year. One of those reasons is the McGirt decision with the U.S. Supreme Court. And how has this changed the way we are dealing with a variety of situations that this touches?
Yeah, well, the McGirt decision is something that I encourage all Oklahomans to really get engaged with and understand, because really this affects the sovereignty of the state of Oklahoma. Does Oklahoma as a state have jurisdiction now in eastern Oklahoma? And with if the reservation still exists, as the Supreme Court decided 5-4 last year, you know, the district attorneys are calling my office constantly saying we are not as safe as we once were. They're having to release criminals. They're having to release murderers, rapists. The feds don't have the manpower to retry them. Sometimes statute of limitations have ran. The tribes don't have the resources to try these folks. So it's really a chaotic situation right now regarding the criminal activity. I'm imploring our federal delegation to fix it, or the courts need to refix this. So big uncertainty there on the criminal side, and that's what the court said. But if this flows into taxation and regulation, we've got bigger issues. In other words, we have protest after protest that are at our tax commission right now from natives in eastern Oklahoma saying they don't have to pay income tax anymore. Thousands are showing up. We have a former chief of one of the tribes that said they don't have to pay property tax anymore. And so my point is, if we're going to be a successful state, we have to have one set of rules, regardless of your race or your geography or where you live. This isn't anything against our tribal members. I'm actually a member of the Cherokee Nation. I'm proud of that. I'm a fourth-generation Oklahoman. But we can't have one set of people that don't have to pay taxes and yet go to Bartlesville High School and Jenks High School and Tulsa High School. We have to have one set of rules because, after all, we're all Oklahomans. We all drive on the same roads. We go to the same schools. We go to the unemployment benefits when somebody loses their job. We either have to decide if we are the state of Oklahoma or we're going to be a bunch of individual different tribes or different states.
So a lot of clarity still needs to be integrated into this equation.
Definitely.
All righty. Well, you've got a busy spring session going strong. A lot of things getting done. We just mentioned the education bill getting taken care of. Budget looking pretty good. You mentioned we had a surplus. So how are we?
Yeah, you know, that's something that we're really pleased with. And Oklahomans should be proud of the way we've handled COVID by reopening our economy. We have a $1.6 billion surplus now. Where other states, my governor colleagues that I talk to around the country, are looking at budget deficits. New York, for example, is looking at a $10 billion deficit right now. And I can't imagine coming off the COVID year that we had in 2020 and now this year trying to decide what agencies to cut. And that's what other states are going through, not in Oklahoma. We're actually investing in infrastructure and education and law enforcement. And that's the other thing I wanted to talk about is, you know, our heart goes out to Kyle Davis. I know he was the deputy that was that died in the line of duty here. And so we stand behind our officers. Our law enforcement will always have their back as long as I'm governor in the state of Oklahoma.
Good to know. One other thing here. Do we have some businesses perhaps changing locale, like, say, Oklahoma? Are we? I know that we're fishing, and I just wonder if we caught anything.
You know, commerce, we've never had a bigger pipeline right now because the stark difference between our state being open for business and being business friendly versus these other states that are continually shut down. And like Ryan Walters was saying, kids aren't even in school. People are frustrated. They want to have quality of life and educate their kids. And as a matter of fact, I'm giving the Oklahoma Developer of the Year Award to Governor Gavin Newsom of California. He's done more for Oklahoma development than anything by keeping his state shut down and overtaxing and overregulating the businesses there. So,
does he get a gold star?
Yeah.
I know you have a busy day, but closing thoughts. Anything you want to say, Governor?
You know, just thank you, Oklahoma. Thank you for being safe. Thank you for everything you're doing. Supporting us like you have. Bartlesville has been such a great support for me and our administration, and getting these education reforms across the finish line. It's fantastic. I'm fighting every day to make Oklahoma a top 10 state, and we're well on our way.
And Ryan, anything from the Secretary's office?
Yes, sir. Again, thank you to Bartlesville. Thank you for putting kids first, making sure kids had an in-person option throughout this pandemic. And we're very excited to continue the work for our students. So we're very excited to be here, and I love this community over here and what they're doing for their students.
Well, don't be strangers, fellas. You know, the door is always open.
Thank you so much.
I want to thank you very much for being with us today right here on K1.